Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Future Hour. Today we're super, super excited coming to you from Milano with Fran, who is the CEO and co-founder of Superfluid. Thank you, Fran.
Hey, thanks. Thanks
for
having me.
Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the first question, I'm super curious, and I'm sure all the audience out there, the community, are super excited as well. Tell us, how did you get into the space?
So I got in this space in 2017. I went to a meetup. Meetups change your life sometimes, so it's definitely worth going to them. And it was a crypto meetup. People were trading ICOs. They were doing early, 2017 hype.
Yeah, you know how it was.
There was electricity in the room, you know.
Yeah.
So they dragged me in. Eventually, I started learning more on the technical side. Taught myself the code, and then eventually started building on Ethereum.
Yeah. Wonderful. So earlier when we were chatting, you mentioned that there's some. A story of one of your colleagues that you would like to share about. Like people love stories.
Yeah.
Give them a story.
So when I started, it took me 2 years to go to, actually 3 years, no, maybe 2 years to go to my first hackathon.
Wow.
And that was a mistake, right? One of my colleagues now started his Ethereum journey by going to a hackathon. At that hackathon, he built on Superfluid. And then across 12 months, he learned all the stack. He taught himself TypeScript, Solidity, JavaScript, Subgraph, Assembly, Viper, Python. Like, this guy in 12 months has learned everything that you need in crypto.
Yeah.
And then we hired him because there's no way we're letting you go anywhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing is that just maybe 12 months before that, he was a bartender.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's not like he was an engineer or he had no technical background.
Yeah.
He taught himself everything because he came to a hackathon and got really excited.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So my advice to anyone who wants to make it in this industry is don't worry about your qualifications, because I'm not an engineer. He wasn't an engineer. And you can still learn all this stuff, right? Coding is not magic. It's just a tool, and you can learn it. And then you can create stuff, and it's really a magical thing. Like, creating software is really magical.
Yeah, absolutely, and I totally agree with that. Which is like there's a book by Simon Sinek. I think it's called Begin with Why, and he mentioned that when the why is big and strong enough, that it just naturally gets you out of bed or wakes you up before even alarm goes off. Right, you're super excited about something that you're willing to sacrifice or put a lot of things on the side to fulfill this mission, or just give it a shot sometimes.
Yep.
Right. And I think in this industry, so much about just giving yourself a chance, right? Really to like take a risk and see how things go from there, right? So with that said, I think what you guys are doing too within the DeFi ecosystem is like also taking the risk and really to see what you guys can accomplish and what kind of ecosystem you guys can build together, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's great. So with that said, could you tell us earlier, great workshop today, by the way, in Spaghetti Pier, led by Fran. So tell us a little bit more about the concepts, Super Token, because
right.
I think it's fascinating.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so we just did a really cool workshop. Super Tokens are an ERC-20 token with some extensions that allow it to do kind of unconventional things. So the thing we're most famous for is money streaming. So once you have a Super Token, you can make one transaction on the blockchain where you initiate a money stream, which will go on forever, basically. Mm. So for example, I hire you and I start a stream where I pay you 1 cent per second, right? And that money will just appear in your account, disappear from my account until I decide to fire you and close the stream, right? But until then, you get paid every second with no transaction fees, no gas fees, no interactions, no operations, right? So it's fully automated.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's fascinating, right? And this idea actually just popped in my head, right? Okay, cool. If paying people by the second, how about those people kind of like paying by the hour, like 9 to 5, like that? How do you guys go about doing that? Like, just average it out for within the 24 hours, right?
Yeah, just average it out, because one of the advantages is you have to do fewer operations.
Right.
Right. Once I hire you, I make one transaction, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can just walk away.
Yeah.
And that part is actually really important, because it reduces the administrative cost of hiring you.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't have to click a button every hour, every day, every month, just once.
Mm-hmm.
So that part actually reduces the cognitive load of hiring.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as the HR manager, you just open your dashboard and you see, oh, I have 10 streams, right? That's it.
Absolutely.
You don't have to look at payment dates and kind of amounts. And it's just very simple, right? Yeah. And simplicity in business, but also in software, is really important because it reduces costs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Indeed. Right. I think this is something that technology could truly beneficial to us.
Yeah.
Because something that maybe was super difficult before, and now we can automate it with the help of technology,
exactly.
Right? Which I think that's, you guys really see that vision. I think it's fantastic, right? So with that said, I saw that on social media that you guys are sponsored for Hack Money.
Yeah.
And this prize pool in total is like 200K, and you guys are part of it, contributing 16K for that.
Yes. So
right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sponsoring Hack Money, we're one of the top sponsors this year. We're putting $16,000, and these are going into a number of different bounties, which will, there's some general ones. So if you have a crazy idea, please come and build your crazy idea. But if you don't, there are a few bounties that are slightly more precise. So for example, we have one for lending products. So if you want to build a lending application, which includes streaming, you can use Superfluid and get access to that one. There's one about streaming money in and out of LP positions, so Uniswap LP positions. Yeah. That's something we're very excited about. There's a best integration with other protocols. So if you kind of join, for example, Aave and Superfluid, you could win a prize. Right. So there's a lot of different things. Our team will be available throughout the event. We have a team of five people at the moment supporting developers.
Nice.
So you know we're there for you. We have ideas. We're going to have some brainstorming sessions soon, and basically, either if you have a team, don't have a team, or don't have an idea, or have an idea. In any case, come to us, we will help you. And one thing we always do with hackathons is we're always looking for good projects. Because Superfluid is building this whole ecosystem of streams and streaming money applications. And when there's a good project built on Superfluid, it doesn't stop at the hackathon, right?
Yeah.
We think hackathons
maybe just the
are the beginning of your journey into Web3, right?
Yeah.
So you start at a hackathon with an idea, you meet co-founders, you meet really cool people you want to work with, and then you know from there you can develop your product, go to investors, you know, build up a company built around that initial, you know, hackathon project.
Yeah.
We recently had two companies that have closed fundraisings from hackathon projects from last year.
Yeah.
So you know it's. That's what hackathons are for. So come and do your best, and I can assure you results will come.
Absolutely. And on top of that, I have a call to action too, right? Because earlier the workshop you mentioned about, right? I also encourage all the DAO, the people who participate in the DAO, out there also check them out, right? Because the workshop is to set it up in a way that within your DAO, you can pay people like streamlined in a super efficient way. And essentially with a few clicks, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's super important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, DAOs have a lot of problems to solve, right? Because of organization, you know, trying to change how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
But for the finance part, for payroll, we've got you. You know, just use Superfluid. It's one click per contributor, and you will pay everyone on time forever, right? Everybody will be happy, and they can focus on changing the world, changing the way organizations are created, and skip all the, you know, bureaucratic button clicking for payroll.
Absolutely, amazing. So with that said, I know you're super busy. I'm gonna have to let you go for now. In the very short future, we're definitely gonna have an entire series dedicated with you guys about money
and
about, you know, what you guys are building. So with that said, if all the audience out there, or especially some of the developers out there, how want to reach out to you guys, like how can they reach you, like Discord or?
Yeah, so our website is superfluid.finance. Our Discord is discord.superfluid.finance. And our docs are docs.superfluid.finance. So you can find it pretty easily. Discord is the best place to find us, find all our team, and overall, you know, get all the information you need.
Okay, awesome. Well, friend, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It was a great chat.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate it. Cheers. All right. Ciao.